Welcome to the Make Better Photos and Videos podcast. I am Ross.
And I am Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. A few articles ago on this channel, I issued a simple challenge to readers. A challenge to go make a short video about any subject that interested the listener or reader. That appeared to be a little too open. So we're going to refine it. This time I want to issue a different challenge to our listeners, which is specifically to make a simple how-to video. Goodness knows, there's about a million of them out on YouTube.
Yes, so I'm not quite sure why you'd want another one, but okay, if you want to go with that. It does, however, sound like fun. But we know that many still photographers are not comfortable with video.
Well, that is true. However, comfort is gained with experience. And stuff that's fun might actually build some experience. We're not talking about a feature-length film. Just a short video on how to do something that the video creator actually knows how to do.
Okay. Can you give me an example of what's going through there?
Well, sure. It's spring where we are, and there are flowers blooming. Or, depending on your perspective, there are blooming flowers. They look nice in a garden if you have one, but they die. And before they die, they can also look nice in a vase in your home.
Okay, and where are you going with this?
Well, my personal presence, my aura alone, is enough to kill flora. But we both know people in our local camera club who are really into flowers. They make excellent images and are very creative, and we see really nice images of not only wildflowers, but arranged cut flowers.
Yes, I agree. We do see that. And so?
Well, what if you like flowers, but know nothing about how to cut them or how to arrange them? Or to prepare them so they look nice on a table for more than 5 minutes.
And you're speaking to anybody in particular with that statement?
Well, myself, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I know about lighting and shadow and composition, but I know nothing about flower arranging. It would be nice if I were to get some nice flowers from a shop, because I sure can't grow my own, that I could do whatever it takes to arrange them pleasantly, to present them to best effect, and to do whatever is necessary to keep them around for a little bit.
Ah, I think I see. Now, you have mentioned in the past that you appreciate for the spirit and technique of Japanese craft. And I am sure that flower arranging, like the tea ceremony, is really an art form to be studied.
Well, that's a great example because, in fact, flower arranging is truly an art form that takes many years to master in the Japanese school. I have no illusions about my ability to perform that level of crafts. But what if I could watch a video put together by someone who actually does know what she or he is doing that's easy for a numbskull like myself in this area to be able to follow and to be successful?
Okay, I get that. So, if undertaking this project, what would be needed to make such a video?
Well, I think the good news is that our listeners already have what they need. A camera that does video. That would be all of them. A tripod. A subject that they know something about. And a little script that that person creates. And some very rudimentary editing.
All right. So let's go through the process then.
Well, to make a video, you need a place to make the video. So you're going to make a place for the subject and where you will do the work. That could very well be your kitchen table. You don't have to be on camera yourself if you don't want to be. I know that's uncomfortable for some people. So set the camera up on a tripod. Use a suitable lens and composition. So you're able to frame what is effectively your tutorial shot. Now you're going to put the camera in video mode, choose P for the fully automatic video because it works really well. And it's as simple to shoot as video on a smartphone, but you're going to get way better quality. Get all your stuff together, rehearse your little script a few times, then press record and go through your simple tutorial. Now, any tutorial always has the same structure. You explain the subject, the desired outcome, show the tools and the steps that you're going to go through to achieve the goal, and you do that, and then you press stop. Now, of course, you may have had some gaffes or maybe a cough or something, so you're going to take that video into whatever video editor you happen to have and clean up or cut out any of these things that you don't want. And maybe you'll, get really sophisticated and paste a title screen in at the front of it. We all know that all the video editors that we get, including the ones that come for free with our computers, can do this. Then, with that video complete, you'll export it and share it with somebody. Because making a video that nobody looks at is kind of pointless. So both Vimeo and YouTube offer free simple video hosting. And if it makes you more comfortable, and it will for a lot of people, you can keep your posted videos private. This means that for anyone else to see them, you have to share a link with those folks. And nobody else is going to be able to search for it or find it. So you're able to maintain your privacy. You're not going to generate embarrassment. But you are getting into the habit of creating a simple video and being able to share it with others. In fact, I'd ask that you share it with us here so we can see how you're doing. We'd like that a lot.
Well, you're going to make this sound really simple.
Because it is really simple. Now, I used flower cutting and arranging as an example, but it could be anything. Maybe we know a fellow in our club who makes model ships. Or maybe you do whittling. Or maybe you quilt. Or maybe you do stitching. Maybe you're a great cook or a great baker. I love the smell of fresh bakery. I wish I had videos of my mom so I could bake decently instead of what actually happens, where decent is not one of the adjectives one could use. I've made simple videos like this on very mundane things, which are allegedly mundane to me, that have had a lot of good traction, like how to properly change guitar strings. I'm not making stuff that's going to change the world, but you can do what I've done. These little videos can be helpful and fun. They don't need to be gigantic productions, and they don't need to get completely out of control. Plus, they can be short.
I have to admit, this actually sounds like fun. I will need to think of what I like doing that I can do a quick video on.
Well, I have an idea. You like photographing birds. You do a great job. Maybe when you next go to, perhaps, the Alvar, set up your regular camera to photograph birds, but I know you've got more than one, so take a second camera, put it on a tripod, and just record yourself explaining your process, your tips, the tricks that you've discovered that'll help you to be as successful as you are in your bird photography.
Yes, that's a nice, simple exercise that anyone could do. But I mean, let's face it, this is me. If I get started on this, it'll stop being simple, and it maybe stop being fun.
Well,
but
then get in front of that and keep it simple, photographer.
No, it's more fun my way.
Okay.
So, all right, that's your challenge. It's going out to everybody. We'll see how they respond. And maybe we'll end this one out here so our listeners can go out and start making their own tutorial videos.
Sounds like a great idea. Thanks to all of our listeners. To help support the channel, please click the Support Us on Patreon button on the website. If you're a subscriber, you can click in the email that you get to go to the website so you can click the link. Huge thanks to all the folks who have already become Patreon supporters. Your monthly donation makes a big difference here. If you shop at B&H Photo Video, please use the B&H link on the main page it pays a small commission and costs you nothing at all. Please feel free to continue to submit comments or send in questions. I read and respond to all. On behalf of this channel, we wish you peace and good health. I'm Ross.
I'm Gordon.
We'll speak to you again soon.